There it is.
Awesome. Yay! Oh my gosh. Such a good crew. Welcome, everybody. Maura, I love those glasses.
99 cents, baby.
Ooh. Fancy. I love it.
Fancy. Love the matching. Hi. Hi, Shwarya. So happy to see you here. Yay. Hi, Layla and Ren and Mia.
Hello.
And Paige. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back.
Hi, Fawn. Hi, guys. Oh, I see some familiar names. Hi.
Yay. Welcome back. So good to see you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. I was so thrilled to see your email the other day after having not kind of touched base for a while. I was like, oh my gosh, yay, Paige.
Yeah, you know, and I always see them coming through, and it's either I have something going on or, you know, it might just be something I'm like, oh, you know, it might not resonate with me super hard at that time, but mm-hmm. I saw this one and it worked out.
Perfect. Yay, yeah, welcome aboard. Awesome. Yeah. Hi, Deborah. I see that you're here, but I also see that your camera is off, so I just want to make sure that's intentional. All right. We'll wait just a couple minutes. Okay, cool. No worries, Deborah. Thank you. Awesome. We shall wait just a couple of moments for a couple of other RSVPs. In the meantime, grab, if you don't have your journal or a pen on you, something to take notes with. You may want to have that on hand tonight. And we are have like six different exercises that we might do. I'm going to kind of pull based on the intros. There's a possibility that we might do a guided meditation or visualization. So if you need a pillow or anything to get comfortable with that, feel free to grab that now as well. All right, I'm just going to check my emails to see if I had any last minute updates, and then we'll get going. There she is. Cool. Yay! There she is. Da, da, da. Hi, Ash.
Hey.
Yay! All right. So, Katrina RSVP'd. So hopefully she'll be popping in here in a second. But we'll go ahead and get going. In the meantime, okay.
Twinsies, Ash. Twinsies.
They're good. Twinsies. Oh, that's cute. Your red V.
No, yeah.
Nice. Welcome. Okay, cool. We will go ahead and get kickstarted because we've got lots of ground to cover as usual. Ash, I let the rest of the group know. We might be doing a guided visualization or perception exercise. So if you need a pillow or anything to get comfortable, it'll be a short one, but if you need anything, and then also pen and paper or journal, something to jot notes with, you might want to have on hand. Cool. Okay. So welcome to LFP call 71, everybody. So delighted to see all of you here. Thank you so much for making the time in your schedules to join us tonight. It means the absolute world to me, and it means the absolute world to everybody else who's on the call. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And tonight we're going to be doing some really, I think, pretty cool exercises in combination with the group sharing and kind of deep diving that we typically do. So we'll do kind of a mixed mash of experiential as well as informational, which will hopefully lead somewhere close to transformational, or at least create a few insights or new ways of seeing things or thinking of things. So tonight's topic is embrace the pace. And I'm going to set this up just a little bit, and then we'll do intros, and then we'll dive into all the fun stuff. So this theme has been alive for me a lot in the past couple of years, and it kind of circled around in one of my mastermind groups earlier this week, a kind of a breakoff group that I'm in from one of the Michael Neal communities. And we were discussing this topic of simply living to live. And we were just kind of curiously kicking the proverbial ball around in terms of like, what does it even mean to live your day to day, simply live? And it kind of brought up this theme around, and so many people in that group related to, how we tend to, in our modern society, in our modern lives, be up to our day to day goings on and tasks and to do's and activities. And typically those, at least some of them, are kind of pointed towards like larger goals or larger endeavors, and how there can be this experience of missing the moment, or like just at the end of the day, like, where did the day go? Or gosh, time's flying, and not really even remembering necessarily like what did I even get done? Because of everything that's going on in our mind and everything that we're working on. And there can also be this feeling of constant incompleteness because we're constantly working towards something on the horizon, right? A bigger project, or, you know, you name it. We're so focused on that and like, okay, I got to do this thing to get myself here. So it really emerged that, and it comes up in the conversations, coaching conversations all the time, where this experience of wanting to be present, wanting to live in the now, and whether we're living our hell yes yet or whether we're not, at least wanting to enjoy life as much as we can here, while also feeling like we can't be happy until we're in thrive mode, whatever the hell that actually means, or we won't be satisfied or content until, you know, we do the thing. And so we're constantly focused in the future. So there's like this split consciousness in many different ways that seems to happen in our humanity as we try to kind of spin all the plates at once while also watching the road, while also, you know, driving with one hand. So tonight we're going to be exploring that and how it shows up for you and what's at play cognitively, perceptually, and also in terms of your like greater consciousness, what's going on there, and how can we, is it possible? And if so, how can we begin to lean more into presence, more into being fully engaged with the now, or whatever we're doing in the now, while also having some really cool shit that we're working on, some bigger goals, some projects, some other things that we're up to, and not feel like we're missing the now for that, or that we're not creating goals because we're so focused on them. So we're going to play around in the sandbox a little bit tonight with all of this. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a few exercises. I've got a list of exercises that I'll pull a couple out of my hat depending on kind of reading the intro rounds here. And we'll have some fun. We're going to do some breakout rooms and some sharing and probably lots of, I don't know, we'll see, but lots of giggles because the human mind is such a funny thing. All right, so with no further ado, let's go ahead and do intro round. So we'll keep it pretty brief tonight since there's such a great, wonderfully sized group. Thank you all. So we'll do name, location. What was a high point from your day in like a little soundbite? And how does this like past future thing show up for you? How do you experience yourself as you're living in each moment, each day, while also being a part of a bigger, you know, life story trajectory? Just what is your experience of that? Anything you notice? Or to keep it simple, what drew you to this call? What do you find interesting in this topic? So name, location, high from your day, what drew you to the topic? Cool. And I'm just going to go around Hollywood Square style here. So I'll start with Maura.
Okay. Name is Maura. Location is Long Beach, California. I am struggling for a high from the day because I do have to say that one of the reasons that I clicked on so late to RSVP was that I've had a really shitty in the moment day. And when I came home and I told Michael about it, I said, oh, I have an LFP call. And he goes, you need it. That is my 14-year-old son, ladies who don't know me. You need it. So I'm saying I don't have a high from today, which is super negative, and I'm just owning that right now. But
all right.
What drew me to this call, or actually, no, what drew me to the call is exactly what I said. Like, through the day, I was like, I haven't seen the ladies, and, you know, I'm having such a bad day, so let's go in. But my anecdotal thing to everything you just said was, so it's hindsight, so it's not exactly relevant, was I have a very clear example of when I was, so I moved to California just in July, and it was a big deal for me because I had moved to Connecticut for 4 years to be closer to family. It was sort of a failed experiment, and I just got myself back to California. Grew up in Connecticut, lived in California 21 years, went to Connecticut for 4 years. Big mistake. Not a big mistake. All a good learning experience. Came back here. Super excited. In that Connecticut time, I have very clear memory of either posting a polo in our Merkle Polo Fitness group or posting to this group or just saying or knowing I was at the beach in Connecticut kayaking with Michael, and it was this stunning nothing day. Nothing was happening. Nobody was, you know, there was no fires. There was no, I don't even know if I had made my plan to come back yet. And I remember having a very clear, I think it was in polo, I think I posted it saying, I'm just enjoying this moment. Like, this is, I hate this place. I hate all the things and all the blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to get to California. But I had a very clear. So that was what just really came up for me as you did the intro to the class. As you did the intro to the class.
Where's my chalk and my chalkboard?
Oh, so that's me. I'm Maura. It's so good to see you, ladies. And no pressure, but I had a really shitty day. So no pressure, but you all have to make it better.
Looking up from here, Maura. Awesome. Thank you for that, Cher. That's a really, it's just a beautiful anecdote. Much appreciated. Thank you. Let's go to Miss Paige. Welcome back. So great to have you here.
Yes. I think my internet's a little spotty right now. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yeah, your video's a little bit stuttery, but we can hear you so far.
Oh, okay. And could, since it was cutting out, could you repeat that last, the last prompt?
Sure. Yeah. What drew you to the call today?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, that's easy. Yeah. So my name is Paige. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I'm calling from Sacramento, California. And my high for the day, well, I also had a sort of not so great day, but I had a really supportive coworker, somebody that just started working at the place I've been at. He's actually my replacement that I'm training. And he was just very nice, very encouraging. He said he was proud of me afterwards, and it was just a very unexpected but very pleasant occurrence that happened after something that was, for the most part, very unpleasant. And yeah, it really resonated with me. And I even mentioned it to another one of my friends because it was just so, so kind and so nice and so caring. And it just felt very good to have, especially like an unexpected person in your corner. And so that was my high for the day. And well, what drew me to this call, I've been wanting to jump on a call for a long, long time, and there's always something going on. And this is a topic that really is something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and especially, you know, being in the present and also getting rid of this, like, decision fatigue. That's a new term I learned lately, because I'm just so worried about the future and, like, what's the next step, and not giving myself time to separate from that. And I want to learn some hacks. I want to learn some, you know, techniques, some tools, some way to be fun about it. And that is what drew me to this. I knew Fawn would have some excellent tips. And I knew there'd be a chance to grow and talk. And
yeah, I just saw no downside, and I was able to fit it into my schedule, so I am excited to be here.
Yay! Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Oh, awesome. When was the last, was it when you did the co-presentation with Jessica, the financial investing? Or
yeah, that was, wow, two years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, awesome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Yay. I will go to Aishwarya. Yay.
Hi, guys. My name is Aishwarya, and I am in Brooklyn, New York. It's been a while since I've joined these calls. I think it's been like a good year or so, so I'm very happy to be here. Today's been an overwhelming day. It's just been overwhelming is the word for it. I think it's kind of been a roller coaster. The high would be... I'm struggling for a high. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. I just can't remember it right now because it's been a day. But I would say that what drew me to this call was I think the topic pretty much sort of speaks to the kind of day that I've had and the sort of couple of weeks that I've had. Work has been really tough, and I don't know what's going on in the job market. People are just leaving and going somewhere else, and I don't know where the somewhere else is, but everyone seems to be going there. So, yeah, it's a crazy workload, but I'm very glad to be here. So thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, especially after having such an overwhelming day. Gosh, there's a trend going on this evening. It's almost like this call was synchronistically planned with this in mind. Oh, thank you, Ash. Layla, hey, welcome. Great to see you.
Nice to see everyone. Hello. Layla, I'm in San Diego, and a high for today is I woke up earlier than usual this morning, which is why I'm a little tired. But I woke up earlier than usual this morning, and I went on a walk at this park nearby where I'm staying. And it had been raining the last 3 days in San Diego, which I love it when it rains here. People from San Diego don't like it, but I love it. And so it was really nice because on the walk that I usually take, there was just more flowers and everything was more green. And because it was early, the air was just so fresh and nice. So it was really, really really nice part of my day. And then what drew me to this call is I think like during the pandemic, since it started, for us, thankfully, like work has been really, really busy. And then on my side, I'm learning a lot of skills for the first time as I'm going through it. So and I'm also trying to get the work done on time. And then we had like a really rough year during the pandemic with some other stuff. So I was so busy, just being busy all the time, just learning the skills and falling behind and then catching up. And like, it was overwhelming. And I think that when I finally felt caught up about maybe 2 months ago, and then I panicked. I'm like, oh, what's next? Oh my God. You know, like, I'm like, how come I don't have all this stuff to panic about? Or like, I put all this pressure on me to do the next thing. And this week and last week, I've been just trying to enjoy the present a lot more because, like, at least for me with my work, I'm able to breathe a little bit more. I don't have a lot of pressure. I don't have people on me right now. And like, our clients they don't need anything from us right now. So I'm just, instead of like putting pressure on myself to do the next project or like think we should expand or do more, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to do the little things that I need to do and enjoy it and then make time for self-care and then also process some of the stuff that I didn't have time to process during the pandemic. So, and the more I'm like this week, I've been really thinking a lot more like, okay, I need to be more present because I didn't realize how unhealthy it was for me not doing that so much this last year. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. Who can relate with that experience of kind of going through a sprint phase or a period of time where you're like, go, 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 and then like the pile clears or something clears, but you're like still in that mode and you're like, okay, what's the next thing? I got to create the next thing, do the next thing. What's my next big project? Yeah, we got a lot of, everybody can relate to that. Yeah, totally. Thank you. Thank you for offering that up. Ren, hey, welcome. So great to see you.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
So good to see you guys. I'm Ren. I am just outside Rockford, Illinois, and I'm not really sure where to start with a high for the day. It wasn't bad. I've just been catty and frustrated the last few days, so it's hard to find one. I guess my high for today would be the HR ladies at my client's office. They're trying to befriend and catch this feral cat outside the office. And they've been putting food out for them and stuff. And I actually got to spend a few minutes with them this afternoon kind of discussing what their plans are and stuff and how they're trying to catch him. And so it was actually kind of a nice break for in the afternoon too. And then what drew me to the call was just this, this new transition period that I'm in, and I could definitely use a little bit of recentering and refinding my moment. Besides just the moment to moment with Puppy, because she's getting a little more civilized now, and now I can breathe a little bit. And I would like to take some time for myself.
Beautiful. Thanks, friend. Who can relate with puppy training or something that you're like mandated to be kind of on top of the ball consistently for? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aishwarya fostered, and now Mia has Rumi. Yeah, there's a lot of Ashley has cats. Totally. Oh, Deborah has Blue. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many of you can relate to that. Yeah, critters can keep us on our toes, right? And we're like, can I get a rest around here? Thanks, Ren. That was awesome. Mia, hi. Welcome back. Yay.
Hey, everyone. So my name is Mia. I'm in Georgia. The highlight of my day, I would say maybe for the week, the last few days, is that I discovered finally the magic of the dog park. Because I adopted my dog 2 months ago. And I've been afraid to take him to the dog park because he does not listen to me when we're outside of the house. He's just like, I don't even exist. So I was like, if he gets into a fight or something, I mean, there's no way I can even, you know, grab him. So I've been afraid to go, but I finally went on Sunday, and it's just been like, wow, like such a huge change in him. When he comes home, his attitude just totally has changed, and he's become more, because he does, like, he has like some sort of small aggression. And the last 2 months, and I didn't know like what was normal. I've never had a dog before, and it's been kind of stressful. I mean, Fawn saw that in full force when we did a call like 2 weeks ago, right? When he started attacking me, I was like running around.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I was like, Mia, are you okay?
Yeah, I was like, nobody believes me, because he is really like this fluffy multi-poo, just the cutest thing, and he's 95% angel when he's outside. He loves everyone, so nobody believes this darkness in him, but she witnessed him. Like, thanks, finally have a witness. Yeah. But it's been amazing to watch him play with other dogs. Like, it gave me so much joy. I guess that's what moms feel like when they see their kids, right, having friends. It's like, oh my God, like he can play with other dogs. So yeah, so that was the highlight of my week, just every day seeing these small interactions, you know. And what drew me to this call, yeah, it's a relevant topic, because so the vision for me and the dream is so clear and so detailed, but yeah, lately because of my dog and my freelance job, it's just those two things are taking up all of my time, and I actually have no time to work on my dream project. So I've kind of put that aside, which is kind of too bad, because I wanted to do something this year, you know, within the year to make some progress. But it just, yeah, right now I just have no energy for it. And sometimes it feels like every day is full and it goes so fast, but I just feel like in the back of my mind is like, what are you doing? You know, like you're, I'm like, no, but this job is paying well. I need to, you know, it's great. I need to, all this stuff. But yeah, so I'm just feeling like I need to maybe, yeah, be in the present more and try to just even enjoy this process of having, you know, these stressful moments with my dog and, and yeah, the long, yeah, hours with the job.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for that share. I'm so happy that Rumi has a fulfilling outlet. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It reminded me when we were on that Zoom call, it reminded me, I don't know if anybody remembers this. This is so random. Just came to mind. On America's Funniest Home Videos, there was this jackalope that would like attack people, or maybe I'm mixing that up with Monty Python, but it would like fly through the air and like latch on. It's kind of what Rumi was doing to your arm. Anyway, who can relate to what Mia was sharing about having full days and like a passion project that's in the back of your head, like me, or like something that you want to be up to? Yeah, everybody. Yeah, thanks, Mia. Awesome. All right, let's go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah. I know you're having dinner, so if you need a couple
minutes. Hello, everybody.
Okay, hey.
Hey. I'm Deborah, and I literally had to write this down, so I remembered. And I live in Dublin, and Dublin, California. And so my high point is actually being on the call today because I had another standing engagement on Thursday nights. And I messaged Fawn early in the day just to say, I think yesterday, to say, you know what, I think I can get out of this thing, but I'll let you know tomorrow, basically. And so my highlight is that today I was able to get out of the thing, and I'm being purposely vague because I would be totally outing myself if I gave details. So I got out of the thing, and I was able to make it to the call tonight, even though I'm like not quite here yet, but I'm getting there. So that's my high point. And then the reason that I was really wanting to be on this call and was willing to turn my life upside down was because, number one, I want to find out what PACE stands for. And number two, more importantly, is that this living in the now, in the present, while preparing for your future. And I'll say briefly, I know you told us to be brief and we've all been talking, right? But I was visiting a space on Monday, and the person had a plaque on the wall that said, if your dreams aren't scary, then they're not big enough. And I was like, yes, that's it. And so I feel like, and unlike some people who know exactly what they want their future to be, I have no idea, but I'm totally cool with that, which is different for me. And so I'm just loving this being in the now. And keeping all the possibilities open for big dreams in the future. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, that's amazing. Deborah, you should leave this class. You're like, I don't know how to do it. I'm okay with that. And I will also have big dreams. Like, yes.
And actually, you know what, Fawn? I understand your message to me because I gave you my update. And now it makes more sense. You were saying, oh, my God, you were totally on point with everything you said. And it's like, we'll talk later because we meet in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, thank you.
Yep. It's coming together. Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Deborah. And Ashley.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I am Ashley. I'm in Los Angeles, California. And my high point for today, what's this morning? I slept in a little bit because I had a crazy busy day yesterday. So it was really nice.
And what were you doing yesterday, Ashley?
I was doing a photo shoot for my business.
Woo! Yay! Huge milestone. Sorry, I had to plug you.
Yes, it was awesome and amazing, but also very exhausting. But anyways, so high point for today was sleeping in and having a bit of a leisurely morning before I dove into work, and just kind of chilling with my cats, having some coffee, talking to Mike, my husband, and just reading a little bit. It was a nice little morning before diving into everything. So that was my high point for the day. And why I joined this call? Well, Fawn said we were being doing some cool activities about presence, and I obviously still a work in progress, as we will always be. But presence just has been, and living in the present moment and living in the now has been a huge game changer for me in the last 2 years, and just changed my life, changed how I've approached life and all of that. And so I love it. I'm a huge advocate of it. So that's why I joined. So you're on mute again.
Thank you, Ashley, for your share. and I'm so glad to hear that you had a leisurely morning after such a big day. That's so nice. Yay. Katrina, right on time, as though right on cue. We're doing intro rounds. So name, location, a high from your day, if you had one, and what drew you to this call?
Hi, my name is Katrina McCullough. I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm in Long Beach, California. And I, a high from my day, I actually kind of took a sick day today. We've had some colds, no COVID, but colds and like three kids. And so we haven't been sleeping very well. So I still had to work half a day. So I guess my high for my day is I laid in bed for a couple of hours and watched some terrible movies. So, what drew me to this call? I'm going back to the, was that the question?
Yep.
Specifically, I think the words that jumped out at me were impatience and focus and constantly feeling behind. But those are a big part of the reason why I wanted to join here today. And I feel like I've been doing a lot of progress in those, but it's always a work in progress. So I'm always happy to keep moving that needle.
Wonderful. Thanks for that specificity. I appreciate it. Who can relate with the constantly feeling? This is a perfect segue. Thank you, Katrina. Who can relate with constantly feeling behind? Like, who in their day to day has a bit of that going on? Like, just like the never ending to do list, never really feeling like you're on top of stuff. Yeah, pretty much everybody. Okay, to some extent. And this is going to be a common thread through the rest of our discussion tonight. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being absolutely not at all, and 10 being absolutely yes, how patient would you say you are in general? So I'm going to do a call of hands here. So how patient are you on a scale from 1 to 10? Let's see hands for 1 to 5. So like not at all to kind of. So really impatient to like kind of patient. You've got a couple hands. Okay. How about, oh, good question, Aishwarya. I just kind of in general, like as you're going through your day. 6. Okay, so let's do a 5 to 7. So ish patient to like pretty patient. Okay. And then 7 to 10, like you are just like Zen master, super patient, in the flow, cruising. Hey. Yeah. Layla's a 7, Ashley's an 8. Cool. All right. So on the flip side of that.
5.
What, Deborah?
I'm 8.5.
Look at you. Seriously, please leave this class. That's beautiful. Thank you, Deborah. I love that. Much higher with your kids than, oh, Katrina, thank you for that specificity with other adults. Cool. Thank you. So on the flip side, who considers themselves to be kind of like an impatient person? Like, I'm kind of impatient. Whether you say that out loud or not to other people, you feel kind of impatient about things. Like, oh, gosh, come on. can't things be faster? Gotta hurry up, gotta do the thing.
That's tough. Do. It's sort of across categories, don't you think?
Say more.
I said, don't you think it's across categories, your patience levels? Like your one persona at work, your one persona as a parent, your one persona as a wife. I mean, I think sure. that or a partner. I don't know. It's a tough, that's for me, it's a tough sort of broad.
Yeah. Tough to generalize.
For that particular personality or, you know, emotional reaction tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
what
you
are. No, that's great. Who resonates with what Maura is saying? Where, like, in some areas of your life, you're kind of impatient or pretty impatient, but other areas, like, you're calm, cool as a cucumber. Okay, most of you, yeah, yeah. There's definitely nuance here. I'm in. Thank you for that, Maura. I'm in no way, shape, or form trying to like blanket statement everybody's way of being. Just for the sake of time, but that's a really important distinction. And it's important to notice what areas we tend to feel impatient and how that impatience impacts whatever it is, right? That area is, that we're, whatever we're doing in that area. So really good point. So let's go ahead and start with an exercise, an activity. So we're going to be playing with perception tonight and consciousness and the role that our mind has in our experience of the present moment. So first, I'm going to put you in breakout rooms. We'll do a really short breakout exercise, and I'll put you in twos, and it'll be like 3 minutes total. Like 1 minute each, 1 minute each, with a little bit of wiggle room for whatever, adjusting. And each person is going to share something about their current life, an aspect of their current self or current life that used to be something that you were working toward, and now it's here. Now it's something that's, you know, part of your reality or part of you. And so you'll share that with each other briefly, and it doesn't have to be super detailed, but like, okay, I worked toward this. This was something that was on my, you know, to-do list or something that I was working toward for a while, and now I've arrived, or in some capacity, I've arrived. So we'll just share A and then B, and then I'll bring you guys back to the main room. Does that make sense? Any questions? Good. Okay, cool. So we'll end also, sorry, 1 full minute for each person. So try not to do crosstalk. If you have extra time at the end, cool, you can chat a little bit or come back to the main room. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, one room will have, actually, sorry, I will keep somebody in this room with myself so that everybody is in a duo. 2, 3, 4, 5. Cool. Okay. Layla, you're going to go into, oh no, how can I keep you here? I'm going to keep you here. Okay. You'll be invited to a room now, hopefully. Do you guys all see invites? Cool. Oh, Mia's stuck in the vortex. Okay, hopefully she's in the room. Hey, Layla.
Hey, I feel like I won. I'm in the room with you.
Oh, yay. Cool. So I'm just going to set my timer, and I would love to hear, and we'll swap. I'm totally going to do the activity with you.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what came up for you in terms of that prompt.
I think two things stood out to me, because I'm thinking of a few things, so I'll just narrow it down. I think two things that stood out was, as you know, getting married, right? You were there for that, that whole process, and that was like, I didn't realize it back then, or maybe I did, but it was like really, the idea of it was like really, really scary, and it's like, now that I'm here, I'm like, why didn't I do that before? Like, this is awesome. And I think the other one was like being able to bounce back from my hometown to other places, because when we were in Southeast Asia, it was really hard to be away from home, especially during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy that I can do both now. Like I'm still tinkering with it, but I'm doing it now, so I'm happy.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd love to know your share.
Okay. What's coming up for me is living in a tropical paradise.
Yeah, that's
something that it was like for so long a pipe dream. Like, mm-hmm. one of those things that I would dream of, or like, oh, that would be amazing, you know, or like look through travel magazines or see photos of like specifically tropical destination, like palm trees and beaches and stuff. And mm-hmm. and I just remember that at a certain point, it didn't feel achievable or like doable at like realistic for me, you know, like, other people do that, not me.
Right. Definitely. I know that feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, you know, and here I am, and it's really surreal. It's a really surreal thing to like walk my dogs along this like crystal clear blue water with palm trees every day, you know, like, yeah. What?
You never take it for granted, I don't think, when you're there. You're just constantly appreciating it, I feel like. Sorry, I'm cutting you off, but.
No, it's totally, no, we can share. Yeah, absolutely. It's so, literally, I'm always like, whoa.
Yeah, constantly amazed. Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Okay, I'm just going to send a message out. Cool. Yay, I did it. Breakout rooms are always so tricky for me. I'm like, how are we doing? you were talking about the travel, being able to like go home, visit home, and then bounce back out to somewhere else. And I remember, when we first started working together, and then the first, you know, year or two were kind of a similar thing, I think, where you were like, I don't know how I would ever do that. How does that work?
Yeah, I didn't think it was possible. And even now when I talk to people about it, especially people that don't do it, or they just like, I don't know, I feel like they look at me like I'm crazy or something when I tell them that I like travel full time, you know, that I'm a digital nomad. I don't know if you get that. Maybe it's different because you have like, you're really, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're really based out of Jalapa.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you get it too. I mean, you probably do. Like, I live in a tropical, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I think that's awesome.
It really confuses people. They're like, how? Wait, what?
It does.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Yay, I did the breakout room. Right. Hooray. Everybody made it back. Oh, wait, where's Mia? We lost Mia.
Went by fast.
Mia's in the suspended vortex somewhere.
She's in the transporter.
She's in the transfer the time machine.
Oh, there she is.
You made it. We were concerned you were lost in the vortex, Mia. Glad you're back.
Well, hello there, bro. Nice to see your face. Look at you.
Hi, Deborah. Oh, you can't hear us?
Wait, everybody. No, I heard. Oh, there we go. I was like, I hear the voice, but I didn't see where it was coming from.
Hey, so great to see you. Awesome. Thanks for doing that quick share swap, ladies. I appreciate your willingness to dive into that. So we really dove into this on the last call and kind of over the summer, acknowledging where we were a year ago, where we are today, like really giving ourselves some time to like land and kind of check it out and appreciate and acknowledge ourselves for that. So if anybody is wanting to or interested in like the value of taking a moment to rest at the top of the mountain and kind of do some reflection, it is so valuable, so empowering, and it does a lot to rewire the subconscious mind it toward our ability to create our reality, our ability to create what we want in our reality. So there's like self-agency. There's just a lot of powerful neurological grooving that happens when we look back and we look at where we are now and we acknowledge how far we've come. Even if it's not like, oh, I built the castle, I'm living in my dream world now. Even if it's like, you know, a few steps farther than where you were a year ago, or in some way, you know, growth has happened, and it's impossible not to grow in as a human in this world. So thank you for sharing that with each other. So that exercise is going to be, we'll loop back around to it and why we did that toward the end of the call. But that's going to be kind of our baseline exercise moving forward. So just keep that in mind. All right, so next up exercise, we're going to do another breakout room activity. So this time, I'm still trying to figure out how to do this without knowing who's paired with who. Ah, okay, got it. All right, so this time, and we'll do a breakout room again with two people for 2 minutes. It'll be 4 minutes total, and then you'll swap midway. Okay. So person A, and you're both going to have an opportunity to do the activity. So person A and person B, you guys can kind of just decide, flip a coin or whatever right when you get into the room. Person A is going to, for 1 minute, share a highlight experience that they have had from the past couple of months. So something that was super fun, or you found yourself really enjoying, or just in a really good mood or feeling good. So you're going to share that for a minute with your partner. And person B, meanwhile, simultaneously, is going to be thinking of 10 things that you need to do tomorrow or over the weekend. So while person A is telling you their highlight experience, person B, you get to be thinking of also like, okay, you've got 10 things to do tomorrow. See how close to 10 you can get. And then at the minute point, I will put a message. I'll post a message in the room, and then we'll swap. And then we'll come back to the main room, and we'll do another thing. Making sense? Layla, yeah.
Are these 10 things you think you should do, like, should I think of 10 things I should do this weekend, or my partner should do this weekend?
Great question. That person B, 10 things that person B needs to do tomorrow or over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, for example, like,
I need to listening to those partners, like while they're talking, you're thinking of yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, you're thinking of 10 things you need to like kind of check off your list or do between now and Monday. Well, the person is telling you their highlights. Cool.
Yeah. We do 2 minutes each or 1 minute each?
We'll do 4 minutes total. We'll a minute each. Minute and a half each. Yeah, I'll post when it's time to swap. And I'll give you guys a little extra time. Okay, cool. And one person will stay here with me and I'll do the exercise with them here. I do that because on the recording, whoever's listening in the future that's not here, they can kind of hear how it goes in real time. All right, let me see if I can recreate breakout rooms. I swear, this is like trigonometry. Breakout bathrooms are kind of tricky. Not really. So Paige, you'll stay here in the room with me. Everybody else will go to rooms. There we go. Hey Paige.
Hi.
I'm going to set my timer. I'm going to be paying attention to three things at once. Ah!
Right.
Okay, so do you want to be person A or person B first?
I can be person A.
Awesome. Person, okay.
Yep.
Awesome. I'll be person B, and go ahead.
Okay, so the last few months I've had obviously we're back from the shutdown. We're doing things again. My wine club is working again. We're meeting a few times a month, and we've really amped it up the last few months, and we've got some really awesome members. And I recently started charging an event fee and also offering an annual subscription to members. And it's really just people are more serious about it. It's giving me the time and space to make better events, and I've been getting really good responses and really good feedback. And so that's been a huge highlight for me, and it's really boosted my confidence. It's really, I feel like, something I'm passionate about and I really enjoy, and I'm actually learning I'm quite good at hosting the events and organizing, and it's been really delightful. And the women I've been meeting, I mean, there's somebody new every week that I didn't know before. And I'm learning stories and I'm hearing about different experiences. And it just feels very alive, very like things are happening. And I'm actually out there in the world and exploring new things. So that has been, yeah, big highlight for me.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I kind of cheated because I'm like, I want to get some updates from you somehow.
Yeah, I was thinking this might be going to an interesting premise where you're probably not going to hear a lot of what I'm saying, but
awesome. Okay, we will. Let me reset this timer. Oh my god, it's really highlighting him. Taxing multitasking.
I know, right? Yeah, it is. Good.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and start. Okay. And I will tell you a highlight. You think of 10 things you need to do. Okay. Highlight experience from the recent past. So my partner has this beautiful property just down the coast and up the mountain. And we have been but he's been planting these amazing tropical gardens and working with the land. And we've been, in the last 6 months or so, kind of co-creating and cultivating this dream that we both have to create a gorgeous, like, eco-retreat center in the jungle. And he goes like several days a week and stays over there with the doggies to like work on the property, but I'm usually working here. But last weekend I was able to go for a full day. And just being there, being on the property, like, looks out at the ocean, and everything is just the jungle sounds and the flowers and the amazing colors, and it's like heaven being up there. It's just so incredibly beautiful to be up in nature. And we got to watch a lightning storm until like 1 a.m, like over the ocean, which was really cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. Definitely a highlight. Yeah. Awesome. So I don't want to cheat and, Ash Morgan's back. Okay. Cool. He's coming back. So we'll hang tight for a few more seconds, ladies, until the rest join us. All right.
Oh, that was fun, Fawn.
Yeah?
That was fun.
Tell me more. We'll do like 5 minutes of check-ins before we do the next activity. Yeah. How was that for you, ladies? Maura.
Hard. Maura,
yeah. It was fun, and I also have like an obvious connection to Ashley. I have apparently no reference for time lapsing through COVID because I thought she's only been a coach for like 6 months. By the by.
There's a whole year in there that added that.
Time, Fawn. I was like, oh my God, you have that many clients? That's amazing.
This call is especially for you, Maura.
No, it's just fun. It's like fun to sort of like multitask because we all do it every day anyway. And, you know, but also because, you know, obviously I have a personal connection to Ashley. So that's why it's fun too for me.
Awesome. Awesome. Other comments? Layla?
Yeah, I found it really, really hard to create a list because Deborah was so engaging and she was telling a good story. She was telling about this wedding she went to in Jamaica and like family stuff. And I was like, oh, you went to Jamaica? I want to know more about that. You have another wedding coming up? So I
on the list, right, Layla?
What's that?
So much for the list, right?
Yeah, I have like 3 things down. But I found it very, very challenging to engage with Deborah and then also think about what I have to do the next day. Because every time I kept trying to collect myself and focus on the list. And then I wasn't good at either one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else would be willing to share what your experience was like? Yeah, Ren.
Okay, so usually I've got like 3 or 4 things in the back of my brain going while I'm having a conversation with somebody else, regardless of how engaging it is. But Mia had me at mural, and I was hooked.
Oh, snap. I didn't even think about that. The two artists were in the same room. So what was the impact of that?
Well, I managed to get like 6 bits out of my list in my brain, but that's as far as that got. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to finish this list. I don't care.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Who else? I'll do a couple more shares. Paige, yeah.
Yeah, so all of that, it was very difficult to write my list while Fawn was talking. I was really wanting to engage in what you were saying. And I almost felt like I was like cheating on our conversation because I wasn't paying attention. And I'm like, I really want to pay attention, but I got to get this list. I've only got 8 down and I don't even think I didn't finish it. I don't have 10. But it was interesting because I noticed that while I was simultaneously trying to write my list and like hear what you're saying, I wasn't thinking about anything else. Like, I'm like, okay, I have these 2 things and I can do my list and then I can go here and I can go back to the list. But I wasn't thinking, you know, anything else. Like, I was just like, okay, I had almost had like more focus because I had more to do. So there wasn't a lot of the other fluff coming in, but I definitely felt like neither one was getting my full attention. So I had this like icky feeling, like I wasn't doing good. So that's what came up for me.
Thank you. Yeah. Deborah.
Paige, I really related to that because even Layla called me out because literally what I would do is I would write my list and then I would, right? And then she would be like, you're not listening. And then I'd be like, right? And then I'd listen. And so I was really bad at it. And it was stressful. It was stressful. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Layla's like poking you a little bit. That's great. Awesome. Anybody else feel called to share anything about your experience? Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to just popcorn some questions at you for shows of hands. Who felt that kind of stressful? Like, you could feel your maybe blood pressure increase, maybe a little bit sweaty, heart rate, like, okay, intensity, okay. Who felt like, who got past 5 items on your list? 4 of you. Okay, who got past 6? Who got more than 7? 8? 2 remaining. 9? Okay, we've got Maura and Paige tied for 9 with your list. That's impressive, by the way. I think I made it to 4. Good job.
Once you start,
to be fair, I admitted that I cheated. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paige.
Oh, no, I kind of cheated too, because she was talking about gardening, and I'm like, oh, water plants.
Nice. What were you going to say, Maura?
Oh, I just said, to be fair, I cheated, which I wholly admitted to Ashley at the front end. I did very easy things that I had already thought of when you told us what the assignment was.
Okay.
Cheated. 100% cheated.
I was very impressed that she had gotten 8, but she was still asking me questions, and I was like, what? How did that happen?
Okay, so we'll do, like, bell curve maybe was around 4 items, 5 items. It seems like most kind of were around that. Let's see. Raise your hand if this is meta because you knew the exercise, obviously, but raise your hand if as you were sharing your highlight, you also felt distracted by, like, you weren't as clear about your story, that it felt like you were kind of split attention, even though you were telling your story, a few of you. Okay. And how many of you, as you were sharing your highlight story, felt really listened to, like really heard? The other person really got it. Oh, Maura and Ashley, get out of here. You guys have 2.5 years of history. It's not fair. Just kidding. No, that's great. Good job, ladies.
I feel like Layla heard me because she wanted to hear more of the drama that was happening, right? But I was feeling guilty because I think guilt is my word, because I knew she should have been working on her list. And so I felt like I wanted to say, no, work on your list. You know?
Look at you guys, like, micromanaging each other's experiences. That is so funny.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
Wow, talking about meta, so it's like not paying attention to yourself, but not paying attention to the other person, but paying attention to the other person and not paying attention to yourself. All rolled into one. Beautiful. Okay, one more question, popcorn style. Who feels like that feeling was kind of familiar? Like, you know, the split attentional thing, doing something while trying to kind of keep something else in your head at the same time. Keep your hands up. 1, 2. Okay, most of you. Okay. Who, and be honest, who experiences that or has a sense that they experience that at least once a day? Let's go, both hands up. Katrina, Ashley, Ryan, Maura. Cool. Okay. A little over half of you. All right. Okay. So, one more question. So when you were sharing your highlight story the first time about something that you worked toward and now you're here with it, and then second breakout room experience sharing your story, raise your hand if you felt like in the first experience you were clearer and more connected in telling your story in the first one versus the second. 3, 4, okay, 5, okay. Who felt more, like, clear and natural about telling their story in the second one? The highlights. Ren, okay. And who felt more connected and listened to in the first breakout when you were sharing with your partner, when you guys took turns? Yeah, okay. You got 6, 7. Who felt more connected and listened to in the second one? More on Ashley. Okay, we got outliers. We've identified the outliers.
I blame you. You picked the room. You skewed the curve.
Not intentionally. It's random. I just click buttons. But yes, we had to have some statistical anomalies named Maura and Ashley, of course. Awesome. Okay, so the general consensus, as far as I'm reading it, is that the first time you felt clearer about what you were sharing, and then also more listened to and connected than versus the second one. Okay, good thing to check in with. Okay, so now let me choose what we're doing for the third exercise. I've got a few ideas. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay, guys, should I do activity 3 or activity 4? Hold your hands up for 3. 2. Okay, activity 4. Nobody knows what any of these are, so cool. Okay, activity 4. Okay. So I'm going to tell you ladies a little story. And you are going to be listening for a color. Whenever I mention a color, whenever you hear it, raise your hand as fast as you can. Okay? You can keep your eyes open or you can close your eyes. It's going to be a short story. It'll be painless in about 30 seconds, I swear. But as soon as you hear me say a color, raise your hand. All right. So this will be a story from this weekend. I was up at our beautiful mountain property down the coast. And Ronhel was working in the garden, planting all kinds of these amazing tropical fruits and trees that he's been growing from seed, and the doggies were running around. They love to chase the lizards and the little piles of rocks and logs, so they were running around, and it's a really warm, sunny day. I actually got some tanning time in for the first time in a while, which was nice, and the sky was this beautiful blue, and I remember sitting there, ooh, good job, guys. Okay.
Hey, I thought tan was a color.
Deborah, actually, you beat me to my own activity. So
I was like, and nobody else's hand was up. I was like, oh.
You beat me in my own activity.
Color yet?
Blue sky.
Yeah, but it's not a color. Am I being too literal?
Blue?
No, you said a color. Am I? I'm being too literal.
Oh, Ren.
Ren is the ultimate champion. Okay, so in that exercise, what was your experience of your ability to listen versus the exercise prior where there was two things going on at once? So how did it feel for you to like just listen for that, the color? Did you, I'll shut up. I would love to hear any comments on that. Maura.
I think it's sort of the same. It's a different trick to it, right? Like, so before you gave us a forced distraction of you have to write this list while another person is telling a story. And this time you're like, hey, I'm going to tell you a story and I want you to raise your hand when you hear this detail. Whether you're Ren and you're listening for the words a color or you're the rest of us who are like competitive, like, because you love to gamify. Fawn loves to gamify. So Deborah was like, oh, tanning. That's a word. That's a color. I win. And it was a beautiful day, and you went with the doggies. But, of course, I think you gamified it for us to sort of, like, pull that focus in.
Okay, so you felt more focused.
On a detail, though. I didn't feel focused on you. I mean, no offense. It was a good story.
What?
I don't even care.
Why did I invite you? No, I'm just kidding.
No, right?
For me, I didn't hear the story. Like, I was listening for the color, and it's right. Like, I really couldn't. I heard something about the ocean and the dogs, and
I really
wasn't paying attention. There was dogs were running around or something, right? Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't paying attention to the story.
And you were telling me, like, oh.
Nice See how I was like sweet about it? And Deborah was like, I wasn't listening to a word you said. On.
You notice how she was also the first one with her hand up? Coincidence? I think not. Awesome. Anybody else? Observation.
Yeah, I was repeating back every word you said in my head. Oh. And because I was like, there's going to be a trick. You know, I was looking for a trick. And I think it distracted me a little bit. I mean, it was definitely, I definitely felt like I was watching you intentively, but I didn't feel as engaged with the story as I would want to because it was a nice story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was more, there was engagement, but still a little distraction because there was like an assignment, a goal.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me of like maybe when you have a conversation with someone and they're listening, but they're really like waiting for an opportunity to like make their point. So they're looking for you to say something that supports their point, but they're not really engaging with you. Like they seem attentive and listening very well, but they're like, just waiting for you to say something that will support their point, even though in the grand scheme of the message, it's not, right? Like, whoa, hold up. Like, you missed everything I just said. Yeah. You know, that's the thing that comes in my head. I don't know if it's just me or anyone else experienced that, but I realized that as we were just kind of talking right now.
Awesome. Yeah. Who else got a flavor of that, of what it's like to listen to someone but not really listen, or be talking and somebody is just like goes off on a thread and you're like, did you hear anything I just said? Yeah, there's a couple hands going up. Yeah, there's a familiar flavor, right? Because there's an objective held in the mind that is, right, that is not the primary objective of listening and being present with what's happening in the moment in the story. Great noticing, Layla. Yeah, thanks. That's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Anyone else have a reflection?
I am not very good at listening to instructions or like paying attention to instructions. So I know that you said to watch out for a color, but I actually got engaged within the story and I started imagining like the ocean and the coast and your dogs. And I was like, you said blue and everyone raised their hands. I was like, oh crap. Yeah. All right. I was like, okay. So, yeah, I'm not very good with instructions in general. I think that's a bit of a problem. But I thought the story was great, and I started getting engaged in it. So, yeah.
Thanks for that. Who had a bit of that experience? Paige did? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, getting wrapped into the story.
Yeah, same thing. There was a moment when I decided that I was only listening to the mechanics of what you were saying. I wasn't actually hearing the story, and I wanted to listen to the story, so I decided to break the rules. And I'm like, well, you know, the color's gonna come up, and I kind of was hoping my intuition would catch it in time, and decided to like let it take like, you know, the background, and I wanted to instead focus on the story and like just let myself hear it and just experience it and not have to be focusing on like trying to listen for a certain word or try to analyze every single word that came out. Is that a color? Like, is it a color I don't know about? Is it like one of those weird crayons or something? And tanning, I heard it after the fact and I saw Deborah raise her hand. I was like, oh, she totally got it. But I did. I was making a conscious decision to instead listen to your story because I felt like, you know, that's more of what I wanted to hear, even though I'm sure it's an important lesson. I just felt more engaged with what you were saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you made an active decision in the moment of like,
yes.
Actually, I want to listen to the story. I don't screw the thing.
I weighed, you know, my options, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to learn the lesson either way, but I would rather listen to what Vaughn has to say. So I'm just going to hopefully catch the color when it comes up, but I wasn't going to worry about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for that. All right. Okay. We'll do one more of this style of activity, and then we're going to do a guided exercise, and then we're going to do a kind of debrief sharing round before we wrap out. We probably will go until 15 after, just for the record. Okay, so some of you may have done this before in psychology class or God knows what university class. If you have, cool, you get to do it again. So I'm going to read a series of numbers. And without writing these down, so you get to keep them in your mind, we're going to see how many numbers you can hold in your mind and recall until it's too many or too much or can't seem to grab on. Okay, so I'll start with a smaller set and then we'll kind of get bigger and then bigger and we'll check in about it, around it between. Let me put my key over here. Okay. So, and when I'm finished reciting these, I'll invite you to raise your hand and then you can recall them back and we'll see how accurate you were. Make sense? Cool. All right. 7, 3, 9, 1, 8, 4. Who can recall? Maura.
I actually was going to check with everybody else. You said 7, 3, 9, garble, 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 1, something, 4.
1, 8, 4.
All right. But you did everybody else? She did garble in the middle, right? Yep. Or was that my internet?
Who's garbling now?
Just me. I thought it was your Puerto Vallarta internet. You lost that internet.
Fair. Very fair. Who else recalled those? Now that it's even been like 20 seconds. Ooh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A lot of you. Okay, oh, everybody. Okay, let me test you out. Who can still remember them? Layla.
Oh, I couldn't tell you anymore. 7, 3, 8, 1, 2, something like that. But I mean, I remembered right after, but not anymore. Sorry.
Okay, good. Good noticing. Who feels like they can still remember? I score you.
7, 3, 9, 1, 8, 4.
Nice. Okay. All right. We're going to add a few to the mix here. I just realized I probably shouldn't do the same number every time because the new guys will always know it.
Can I just say I don't like competition?
Oh, it's not competition.
I feel pressure like.
Wait. Is the woman who hand up first in the last competition.
Good catch, Maura.
I'm not playing anymore, though.
Oh, you have to hop off. That's right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Deborah, you're so sweet. Like, who genuinely, sincerely, though, is, like, not really a fan of competition in general or in the real world? I mean, we've got a bunch of wishy-washies.
It depends on the competition.
Yeah.
There's healthy competition and unhealthy competition, I think. But
yeah,
that's for me. Like,
and yeah. It's really easy to tip over into unhealthy.
It is.
Okay. Well, Deborah, this is not a competition. This is a co-creation with your memory centers. Okay.
So we're not allowed to write them down even after you're done? Okay.
I mean, you can if you just like numbers on paper around.
Well, you were asking, does everyone remember them now? And I was like, well, I do because I wrote them down. As soon as we started recalling them, I wrote them down real fast. Okay, I won't do that.
No, Katrina.
All right. The only way I could have, see, I know myself. I know, like, they're gone like that. So I wasn't, got it.
Ew, me too. Great question. No writing down of anything, ladies. Let me see. I'll see your hands. Okay. Pen's free. Awesome. Okay, we're going to do another series. 8, 3, 2, 1, 4, 6, 5, 1. Who can recall? Mara.
8-3-2-1-4-6-5-1.
Awesome. Anyone else? Katrina. Nope. Oh, okay.
Sorry, gone. We got I had it and it is gone.
Uh-huh. We got a pretty hard attrition rate there between six integers. Yep, and eight integers. God, it's fascinating. The science, it's amazing.
If I'm saying them over and over, I can keep it. The second someone else starts talking and I stop to listen to them, it's gone.
Right.
Ooh, yep. Who has a similar experience? Like you can
I
hold
also
it, but then.
I distracted myself when I noticed there was a second one. And then I lost it.
Yeah. It was those last two numbers. I couldn't hold on to them after that. It was weird.
Good noticing. All right. We'll do this one more time. Okay. All right. 6-1-4-3-8-2-9-7. Who's got it? Maura. Oh. Deborah?
6-1-4-3-8-2-9-7.
Yeah.
Deborah's like,
6-1-4-3-8-2-9-7. Is that right?
I believe so.
6-1-4-3-8-2-9-7. Sorry?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else?
I love competition, Deborah.
I psyched myself out.
Anyone else feel like they have it or had it? No? Okay, we'll do one more round. This is really cool. I feel like I'm doing active research in the lab right now. This is
really cool. Oh, Katrina. Now I can't remember the next one.
Wait, what?
Katrina just put an earworm in for the group, so we're screwed. I'm screwed.
Let me guess what it is. Is it a certain song?
That's real.
You ladies.
Now. Go, Ashley. Go, Ashley.
Okay. Final round. 3-9-7-2-3-4-8. Who's got it? Ashley.
Maybe. I don't know. 3-9-7-2. Shit. I lost it.
3-4-3-7-8.
Teamwork.
Nice. All right. Okay. Well, we'll do one more to appease your humanity. Okay. One more. 1-4-3-8-9. Who's got it? Okay. Katrina.
1-4-3-8-9-7.
Oh, no 7 on the end.
Oh, yeah, no 7.
Who wants to go next? Does anyone still have it in their mind?
1-4-3-8-9.
Yes. Ding, 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 Deborah. I don't know.
I have no idea where that 7 came from then.
If I waited, it was going to go away.
Katrina, that's awesome. You like over-remembered. Compensated. All right, cool. Well, I wanted to do that last one so that there was more competency confidence going on with recall. Mia's just over there zenning out. She's like, this is ridiculous. What are we doing? Why am I here?
Okay, I already know I have issues with numbers. I have to go very slowly when I write them down if somebody's giving numbers to me. And I know that even when I do that and I'm repeating it back as I'm writing it, sometimes I still get numbers flip-flopped and whatnot. So, yeah, I already know it's an issue. I'm good.
Who can relate? I can totally relate with that, Ren. Yeah, I'll be like, oh, yeah, got it. And then I'm like, oh, shoot. Something just, like, gets fuzzy and dissolves whatever I was trying to remember. Yep, awesome. Thanks for playing that round, ladies. Okay, so a little footnote on that one before we do our final activity, and then I'll tell you guys what the hell all of this is all about and how you can actually apply it to your everyday life. And what does this have to do with thriving? So in perceptual studies and memory studies, humans, of course, there's, like, we have a capacity, like, on the average, on the bell curve, and it's a pretty significant majority of human beings. And then, like, there's outliers who have, like, exceptional memory recall. But for the most part, the human brain can remember about 7 bits of data, 7 data points. Any more than that becomes difficult, which is exactly what just happened here. There was, like, a 6 or 7, and then, like, the attrition rate was, like, pew, right? So just really interesting to think about how we pay attention and how we – when we're paying attention, what are we paying attention to and for? Like, what are we scanning for? The human brain is a pattern finding and a pattern making machine. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff about our neurology that we can use for us, or if we kind of don't know about it, then it can work against us. And we can be like, why can't I ever remember more than 7 things? I'm an idiot, you know, when really, no, it's just our neurology. And so that's why actually phone numbers are 7 digits, and they're broken into, usually it's like, you know, da, 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 right, in the States at least. So they're kind of broken into 2 chunks for that memory recall to be easier. Zip codes, same thing. Addresses, same thing. So, yeah, perceptually, we have, not that we have a capacity, this is our neuroplasticity does always allow for us to stretch our capabilities and our senses with exercise. And there are, like, memory retention exercises and things like that that are, you know, if this is something you're into, that you can do. But just wanted to illustrate that in any given moment, we have capacity to, like, attentively, like, with agency, focus, and recall, usually max around 7. 5 is, I think, for most people. So does that make sense? Any questions about that one? You good? Okay, cool.
I actually just like what you said about patterns. Like, I don't know if anyone here can relate to this, but I used to do theater, and I can memorize an entire script really quickly, but I have a really hard time with names and numbers.
Hmm.
Like, I'll introduce myself to someone 50 times, not realizing that I've done that. So there, some of those things just don't stick for me, but then other things I feel like I have exceptional memory.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Who can relate to that?
100%.
Yeah, lots of hands up. Yep. Who finds themselves in, I definitely relate with this, like, you've already met somebody, but you don't remember it until they remind you that you've already met. Who would consider themselves kind of not so great at remembering names on the first, like, encounter? Okay, all right, about half of us, a little more. Who would consider themselves not so great at remembering faces after the first encounter? Depends on how many glasses of wine, right? It's a trick question. Awesome. Yeah, great point, Katrina. So we have different memory systems for different things, too. So you raise a really good point. We've got our short-term recall memory, which is the, you know, what we were just playing with. And then we've got our long-term memory, where with repetition or with certain other activities, things can be embedded or implanted into long-term memory. This is really fascinating with research around retrograde amnesia or anteriograde amnesia, where certain parts of the brain get injured and people can't remember 2 seconds ago, but they can remember where they lived and the name of their street when they were 14 years old. So, and then vice versa, there's cases of anterograde amnesia or retrograde amnesia where they're not able to remember, recall the past events, but they can remember everything basically from, you know, around when the concussion or the incision occurred. So our brains are fascinating things. And what's really cool is that newer science that's coming out is showing that we can actually like lose the fleshy parts of our brains in accidents or trauma, injury. And the other parts of our brain will like pick up the slack, like start functioning and operating and kind of picking up the activity and start functioning, making up for the missing parts. It's so cool. So yeah, memory, fascinating. Speaking of which, we're going to do one more activity and then we're going to do a debrief and hop off. Okay. So this is going to be a relaxation exercise. So hopefully it's a relaxation exercise. I shouldn't speak too soon. And we'll do this for 3 minutes. I will keep time. And you can get comfortable, lean back, and you're going to close your eyes. And we're going to do a little micro Vipassana meditation exercise with a little twist. So without going into too much for the sake of time, who's heard of Vipassana? Vipassana meditation, nobody. Okay. So Vipassana is the school and practice of meditation. It's ancient and it's become more westernized, especially in the last 10 years. It's the one where people go on 11-day like silent retreats, 10 to 11-day silent retreats where they like no talking. Has anyone heard of these? Yeah, kind of ish. Yeah, okay. They're kind of making their way into the mindfulness space over here in the Western world. So it's also referred to as insight meditation. And we're going to do kind of one of the beginning practices. It's one of those practices, meditation practices, where like there's actually like you learn how to do it. There's like stages to it and methodologies and points at which one gets to before they can do like the next level of it and stuff. So we're going to do one of the entry point practices. And I'm going to put a little twist on it. So we'll do 3 minutes, and all you need to do is breathe with the slight added component of counting your breaths. So one inhale and one exhale is one. One inhale and one exhale is two. Inhale. Exhale is three. So you're counting your breaths, like the full cycle of the breath is one breath. And you'll count up to 10. And once you get to 10, you start back over at one. Pretty simple. Does that make sense so far? So just counting breaths up to 10. Great. Now, when you notice that your thoughts are going off in a different direction and you kind of forgot what number you're on, just put your hand up. I'm just going to be watching over here like a creep. No, put your hand up just when you're like, oh, went off track. Put your hand up and then just go back to one in your mind and start over from one. Okay? And that's it. Make sense? All right. All right, so I'm going to set a timer. We'll do this for 3 minutes. You're welcome to close your eyes. You can stay on camera, off camera. No, actually, stay on camera so I can see your hands. Yeah, and I'm not even going to lead. Just follow the pacing of your natural breath. Land in your own body. And just begin counting your breath. Okay, ladies. You're welcome to come back to class. Notice what it feels like to shift your attention. All right. Mia's going to stay in the vortex. Just kidding. All right. How was that? What was that experience like? What did you notice? You're all so zenned out. Like, ready for bedtime. Maura, thank you.
I just kept thinking of Deborah. And how I was competing against her to not lose count.
So you just raised my anxiety level.
I was like, one Deborah, one Deborah. Two Deborahs, two Deborah.
And look, I turned my camera off so I wouldn't be distracted by you, Maura.
You guys are hilarious.
No, it was hard. I mean, I as soon as I felt the drift, I pulled it back because we did make all those jokes about competition and sort of memory and everything else. So I don't know for me how relaxing it was because I was oh, hi, cute dog. See, it's a good thing I had my eyes closed. Look at that cute doggy. Look at that cute doggy. So many cute doggies.
Sorry, I got assaulted.
But for me, so, yeah, I definitely would have drifted if I had let myself just breathe, except that I was totally honing in on the sort of the counting, right, for me.
Okay. Was there an element of this, like, we're doing this as an exercise right now that kind of kept you more on the ball, maybe, than if you were doing it on your own?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Like, this is the thing we're doing. I'm counting to 10, I'm counting back to 10, I'm counting to 10, I'm counting back to 10. I mean, it still felt good. Like, it was good to close my eyes and sort of be in it, but, no, totally the goal was to beat Deborah.
Ren, yes.
Well, Maura, I used my fingers to keep track because
cheaters all
did you,
up
wait
in
a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, side note on that. Ren, were you brought up Catholic by any chance?
No.
Well, okay. Because that's how we keep track of the rosaries. That's how we're taught as children to keep track of the rosaries.
Oh, nice. My dad was brought up Catholic, but he's agnostic, and my mom's side is Protestant. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what the fuck ever.
Ren's just counting on her hands for fun. So go ahead, Ren. What were you saying?
Actually, because I was able to keep track with my fingers, I didn't have to focus as much on the numbers. I just knew where my fingers were, so it was a little bit more relaxing. The hard part of relaxing for me and focusing on my breath is I don't know why, but if I actually focus on my breath, it's not relaxing anymore. I don't know why. It's weird. But I tried to, like, not focus too hard on that, so it was a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Who else has that experience to some degree of, like, when you're focusing on your breath, you're not able to fully relax?
I think Layla had her hand up earlier. Layla?
Oh, hi, Cece.
Layla.
Sorry about that. Someone was talking to me. I heard you say my name, though, Deborah. I apologize. Someone walked in the room for a moment.
No, I just know you had your hand up earlier.
Oh, I think one thing I noticed, two things I noticed is that in the beginning I was taking really, really, really deep breaths and counting. Mm-hmm. And then I think halfway through my breaths just got really, really mellow, more mild. Mm-hmm. And I started losing a little bit. I was losing count then. And then it was also funny because when we started back up again, everybody looked like they just had a massage. They're like,
oh. Totally. Yeah, it was really interesting to watch you guys like fall into them. Great way to participate. Anyone else have an experience share? Katrina, how was that for you? Were you able to do it?
It was. The chaos didn't start until after we were done, thankfully. But I found myself at one point not wanting to admit again that I'd lost track again. Hmm. Like at one point I was like, oh, someone's going to see me raising my hand again. I had a hard time making it. I mean, I felt very relaxed, but around 7 or 8 each time I'd start getting new thoughts.
Thank you.
I felt like I was, maybe because I turned my camera off, I was like totally in the zone the whole time. Like I was going to do the little raise hand feature if I needed to, but it was like, yeah. I just kept going 1 through 10, 1 through 10, 1 through 10. And then I started to wonder, is she really timing us? It felt like more than 30 minutes. I mean, 33 minutes. More than 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
I loved it.
Who felt like it was, like it was 3 minutes? Like it felt like 3 minutes. Who felt like it was less? Who felt like it was more than 3 minutes? Interesting. Okay, it was 3 minutes. Interesting. All right. Did anyone have an experience of, like, who just spoke to this, where there was, like, a thought coming in, but then you would, Amora was speaking to this, but you were able to, like, kind of rein yourself back onto the track? Yeah? Okay, like, oh, there's a bubble. Swirl, right? Come back to the counting. Okay. Did anyone have, like, a full, like, thought go on while also counting their breaths? Keeping track? Okay. Okay. Who found it helpful? How do I even ask this question? Who found that pretty easy, like pretty easy to do? Okay, about half. Who found that a bit like challenging? Effortful, maybe is a better word. Like concentrate, effortful. A couple, okay. Okay. Katrina-ish. Okay. Okay. So thank you for playing along with that. I invite you as your one of your assignments, sounds so serious, as an exploration experiment, maybe this week or over the weekend. First of all, please create a mindfulness space for yourself in your day. Please, pretty please. It's one of those things, kind of reminds me of like eating healthy or working out. Like you don't see results right away, so you're like, is this even freaking doing anything? Like, what's going on here, you know? But, I mean, the goal with meditation or mindfulness or awareness or consciousness, whatever we want to call it, there's no goal to it. It's one of those things where the more we do it, the more our brains, like there's so much freaking neuroscience behind this now, you guys, the better our brains can operate, focus, function, all of it. So mindfulness in whatever way you do it, whether it's just listening to some nature sounds or some new age music for 15 or 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or guided is great too, although the ability to be in some form of silence so that you can experience yourself experiencing, that's really what I'm super passionate about. That's what, in my opinion, really starts to expand our consciousness. And so any questions about that, send me a message. We'll talk. But please do create, if you don't already have one, some kind of a presence practice for yourself and a beingness practice. And so this exercise can be helpful for a few things. One being having a single-pointed attentional focus. for 15, you know, however long, right? Set a timer, obviously. So single pointed focus, and it reveals the noticing around when our train leaves a different station, or when we're like feeling compelled to, you know, thoughts pop and we lose track. Simply noticing that and coming back to one, it's not a punishment. It's not like a board game where you're like, I gotta go back to, you know, home. It's simply just a referential point for the mind to come back to and start again. So this exercises our ability to focus and be present very softly, just using that breath count. And it also, for me at least, is super revealing of how busy my mind is sometimes when I am sitting with my breath, or when I'm doing any kind of a presence practice, like a body scan or a sound, you know, just listening for sounds. And I'll notice I'm thinking about like pasta last Thursday or something. I'm like, what the hell? So anything that can create an environment that simply reveals the experience of how, where your mind is, where your consciousness is, that is the best medicine, the thing you could ever do for yourself, honestly. So I know I tout this a lot, so I'll get off the pedestal, but do it. and the Vipassana specifically, I think it's like pretty simple and helpful in having those kind of training wheels with the counting. So do feel free to do that on your own and notice, like sometimes jot down in your journal, like, man, today I couldn't get to number four. I kept breaking at like three. And just noticing that is part of the practice. There's no judgment around it. There's nothing bad about it, right? We're energetic beings having a human experience, and part of our human experience is our brain biology, our chemistry, literally. It's nothing to take personal, nothing to feel ashamed of or proud of either. It's simply, oh, my brain seems to be like a popcorn machine today, or my brain is like a calm ocean that I'm tanning next to. Just kidding. see what I did there? Yes. Okay, so let's wrap out here. What does all this have to do with embracing the pace? What does this have to do with like being present in our everyday and also being able to create in the future? We'll have a part two to this that is more around the like creation part. Tonight we were really focusing on just being aware of awareness, right? Being aware of attention. And the cool thing about this stuff, you guys, is you really don't have to do anything about it. You don't need to go to the awareness gym. I mean, mindfulness is, that's what that is. but simply becoming aware of like, huh, I really noticed that when I was trying to think of what I'm doing tomorrow and this person was talking to me, I wasn't really able to pay attention to either very well. Huh. And like acknowledging that, you know, noticing that, slowing down enough to actually realize, wow, I wasn't here and I wasn't there. I was somewhere mishmashed in between, right? So simply knowing and seeing more about the way we experience is so helpful for our consciousness to then bring us into the present moment more frequently. It's slippery though, because it's not something we can do intentionally, like wake up and pay attention. But the more we create the environment or like the container, and you know, I've talked about like wake up sticky notes and wake up or reminders on your phone. Like that's why I talk about this stuff so much, you guys. And I don't often get into like the super neuroscience-y stuff of it like I did tonight. But the more we do that, we're optimizing our environment. You know, it's like I don't have coconut pie in the fridge right now for a reason. silly example, but true. So the awareness piece of like, wow, I experience life in a more present, the more present I am with what I'm doing or the experience I'm having, the more rich and visceral and vivid and more alive I feel, whether I'm, you know, and having a great experience or not. The more present we are, the more alive we typically feel, and the more engaged we feel, and the more we're able to really dance in life. And that's such a key part of thriving, right? Because we can have everything set up the wind at our backs. But if we're thinking about tomorrow, we're thinking about next Tuesday, we're missing the show, you know, and that's always the case. So someone mentioned earlier, noticing even the stressful stuff and being happy, and I can't remember who that was, but being able to be with your experience and notice it and not try to run away from it or avoid it or shut it down, but like, I'm having this experience, right? And just being with yourself more often. So PACE, what the hell does PACE stand for? And then we'll do some shares. Let me see if I can even remember what it is. Okay, so patience. You guys thought I was going to say presence, and I didn't. It is patience, which is, we all have our own understanding of it, but for me, what patience means is the ability to know what I'm up to and trust that I will get there in good time, in whatever time it takes. So no need to like inject and infuse this, gotta hurry up, oh my God, I have so many things to do. Like, I'm flying to LA tomorrow, I have to leave for Puerto Vallarta at 8 a.m. Like, that was going on all afternoon for me. And it was so fun to notice that stuff and be like, can you just chill? Like, it's gonna be fine, you know? So the patience to, and like lifting off, because that the pressure, the perceivable time pressure we put on ourselves increases blood pressure, anxiety, and stress, which then fucks with our metabolism and all number of things hormonally. So patience. The second one is awareness. Surprise, surprise. So awareness, being aware of what we're aware of. Just being aware. How am I feeling? How's it going? How am I feeling? What am I doing right now? Awareness, noticing. C is curiosity. So one of the, if there were to be hacks for increasing our ability, aperture to be present, curiosity is a great one. Curiosity keeps us engaged. We're like, ooh, you know, when someone's telling you a mystery story, or when you're involved or engaged with something that you genuinely are curious about, like, ooh, like, what's behind that tree or whatever it is, right? You're there, you're attentive, you're pretty, at least in the experience. So curiosity and presence are really, 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 really great.
And fun
together. Yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe curiosity is like a cousin of noticing, right? Because I feel like when I'm noticing, when I'm slowing down enough to, you know, take pictures of the flowers when I'm walking my dog, right? Yeah, so it kind of builds that. Yeah, they're really closely related, I think. Mm,
yeah, absolutely. And also there's like experiencing the world anew is a really beautiful practice. It's in a lot of Eastern traditions, Wisdom traditions, like in each day as a fresh day. And each moment as a fresh moment, obviously easier said than done, but there is magic to that. We're not bringing the baggage of whatever was before, and that curiosity and the noticing and the freshness. Yes, those are all definitely related. Thanks, Deborah. And then expression. I made this up, by the way. expression is the E. So as opposed to like activity or doing, or I'm busy, right? So there's a quality to action and what and how we do things that can feel like we're expressing ourselves, like it's kind of a natural flow, a natural way that we're dancing and engaging with our lives or whatever we're doing. So expression was the word that came to me, and it starts with E. So living as an expression versus doing as a requirement. So sometimes we can reframe things and kind of tease that apart. But a fully expressed life, even if we're doing the dishes, right? So if we come in and doing the dishes with patience, awareness, curiosity, and expression, doing the dishes is going to be a hell of a lot more fun and interesting. versus if we feel like, I got to get this off my list. I have to go do the thing and I have to like, can't someone else do the dishes, right? All of that mental chatter ain't helping nobody, especially ourselves. So bringing the presence and the expression in at the same time, like feeling ourselves being alive doing the dishes, as weird as this sounds, it's kind of amazing, right? It's kind of amazing to be like an alive entity that gets to do the dishes if we can slow down enough to like be in our own body and be in that experience and be present with it. So patience, awareness, curiosity, and expression. So those are the pace I would love for you all to embrace in the next month. And then our next call will be diving into the, okay, now that we've been cultivating this and exploring this, now how do we also hold these goals and larger things in mind or be working towards something while still being here and also working toward that and being excited about it, right? So we'll do that in a part two. Okay, and with no further ado, whoever needs to hop off, thank you for being here. Feel free to hop off. Whoever would like to share a soundbite or a takeaway, I would love to hear anything you're taking away from tonight or any insights or highlights. Who needs to hop? Katrina, thank you so much for being here. And Maura.
So I've got to go with the heads.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, if you guys need to hop, please feel free.
Hi, everybody.
I know it's a long call.
Hi, guys. Hope you're going to get me up early.
Thanks for being here.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye, Ren. Cool. Who's up to stay for takeaway? Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll keep this short, too. I know it's getting late. Layla, I'd love to hear your takeaway.
This came at a really good time because I've really been actively just trying to be more in the moment and present, and it's helped a lot with my anxiety and some other stuff. And I think for today, like my biggest takeaway was when we did that activity where we had to write down 10 things as someone was telling us a story, and then Fawn had asked the group after the activity who feels like the same sensation in other parts of their life. Because when I was talking to Deborah, like I was really engaged and excited in her story, but I really wanted to follow the assignment and get the most out of it, you know? So I was, but it was like very, very stressful, right? Because I really wanted to follow the assignment, but I really wanted to talk to her. And when you asked that question, I raised two hands because I think I feel that on a regular, I'm trying to work out of this, but I think I feel like this a lot. Like I'll be brushing my teeth and then thinking about something else. And what really bothers me is when I'm working. Yeah. Is when I'm working, like I'll think about stressful situations when I'm doing my work, when I'm taking care of my clients, and I take pride on giving them a lot of care and giving them fast turnarounds. But I feel like they would get way more out of me and I would get way more out of myself and my happiness if I was more present. And that's something I do without, like subconsciously, right? But in this scenario, I was doing it consciously because I was instructed to do it. And I recognized it was very stressful because I had to think about it. But when I'm working, in this one example where I'm working, I don't even realize I'm stressing myself out. I don't even realize that my anxiety is high. I have no clue. And I just carry it on, you know. So I think that was a big takeaway for me. I realized that I do that a lot. I'm trying to work out of it. I've been actively taking steps out of it, but it was really significant for me because, like, that's tough. It's mentally stressful and you don't need to do that. You can control that. So I think that was a big takeaway for me. Yeah. And thank you for that. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Layla. Who can relate with that real quick? Relatability. I sure can. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as part of your action item, Layla, would be what can you do to kind of set some tripwires for yourself to just notice more, noticing like how you're feeling or what might be going on in the moment. see what you might be able to do with that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Will do.
Maura, takeaway. I'd love to hear it.
I'm just so happy to be here and see you all and be part of it. I think it's, I think because I've worked so hard for the last year to get here physically, I am enjoying being in the moment. So not like I'm so zen and all set, but I'm good. I'm good. You know, like I'm riding my bike down the boardwalk at Long Beach. Or by the beach thing. I'm like going to work and I'm just happy. Like I'm just happy. Like I have drama. There's drama at work and there's drama here in my house and where I live, but in my condo complex. But in general, like I have a healthy kid. Our current present is great. I'm not uber focused on the next thing because this big thing was such a big thing, you know, to get here, to recognize what I needed to recognize over the last couple of years, to really be true with myself. So, yeah. And the meditation thing, I don't do it enough, but that's why when you said who felt like it was 3 minutes, I was like, yep, it was 3 minutes, because I did incorporate it for a while. I haven't recently into my morning routine, where I set that timer and I increase the timer daily by like a minute. And now it's comfortable. Like it's comfortable. I don't do it frequently enough. So that's why when you were like, who felt like it was 3 minutes? I was like, yep. And that's practice. Like it's moving that muscle and doing that thing, even though it was just to be Deborah. But.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Maura. Are you feeling better than you did when we started the call?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yes.
And yeah, so Michael, my very wise Michael and LFP got me in a good place. So, yeah, for
Hooray!
Sure.
Mission accomplished. Just kidding. Thank you. Paige, I'd love to hear a takeaway.
Yeah, also really happy to be here. This has been a really crucial point in my life, and I feel like the timing of this was perfect. Being in the moment, speaking of being in the moment, 5 years ago today, I had just finished my seventh day and final day of a hike in the Scottish Highlands. And somebody had asked me afterwards, they're like, oh, what? And it's by myself. And they asked me, what kind of music did you listen to? Like you brought, your phone with music, right? And I said, yeah, I had my phone and headphones, but it never occurred to me to listen to music. Because I was just so engaged in what was happening and everything that was around me, and everything was novel and beautiful, and it was like the physical definition of pace, I feel like, because it had the curiosity and I had that patience. I couldn't hurry my trip along any faster than I wanted to take myself. And that I'm getting all of these, memories on Facebook. This is what you posted 5 years ago today. And so every time, every year around this time, I get to see that journey again, like day one starting out and then today, which is day seven. And I didn't realize it was day seven until today. I was like, oh yeah, this was the final day. And I was telling Ashley earlier in our breakout session that when I was doing this hike, I had a dream for myself and I was, accepting coming back to California as much as I loved Scotland, and I wanted to be my own boss and do my own thing and do something that made me feel alive and happy. And I was, like I said, telling Ashley, I've been kind of growing towards that. And, so today talking about, I think it's just like the liveliness of it and like actually enjoying the moment and not, constantly thinking ahead. It's just, it seems to be the thing for happiness in my mind. It's like, this is what you do to be happy, is you enjoy the moment and the present. I really like the activities. I think, when I realized that I could choose to not listen to your directions about picking a color, I was like, yeah, I really don't have to listen for this color. I'm just going to listen to the conversation instead. Kind of made me think, yeah, I could probably do that a little bit more in my own life, where I'm making that conscious decision to focus and have that intention on something else. So I really enjoyed that. and also hearing everybody else kind of having similar similar stories and kind of pain points, and you know, it's just it's always good to hear others who have had that same experience. So yeah, really grateful to be here, and I really want to catch up with you more, Fawn. And I just feel like it's such a good energy in the group, so I'm really grateful for you guys.
Oh, thanks, Paige. Oh, my gosh, I have goosebumps. Thank you so much for sharing that. Like, the whole from Scotland. Wow. Yeah, so yeah, wonderful to have you with
thanks
us.
Thanks for being here and listening and letting me share with you guys, because it was, I highly recommend, you know, if you haven't done anything like that, a solo, you know, hike or something like that where you can just be with yourself, you know, and especially out in nature. So, yeah, it was very, very spiritual, very healing.
Thank you. Yeah, so the experiment is taking pace out into your everyday, you know, and of course, again, easier said than done, but, you know, as though you were on a solo trip in Scotland, like, can we have the capacity to experience life in that way? Absolutely. So, see what happens there. Thanks, Paige. Let's see, Ashley.
Hello. Yeah. First, just with like how quickly to drop in, how like that presence, how quickly it can bring such, I don't know, calmness and whatever. And like when we were doing the meditation, and it's just awesome. It reminds me of that all the time. It's just awesome to drop into that. Mm-hmm. But second, all the exercises just reiterated how much I like do not like anymore. The what Michael Neal would call hard listening or attentive listening versus easy listening. Yeah, when you're like so focused on something or, you know, whatever, you just pay attention versus just like showing up and being curious and being present and in the moment, like that easy listening. I just, it was just reiterated how much like it's just being present and just showing up is like the way to go. I'm like, the hard listening and doing the exercise earlier, I was like, this is making my brain hurt and I don't like to do this anymore. So, like, stop. But yeah, I just reiterated how much more awesome that being in that presence and easy listening, more engaged you are, more curious you are. And just how, yeah, it's just nicer feeling.
Beautiful. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. How about Ms. Deborah?
I call Mia. No.
Look, Professor.
What's funny is that, like, okay, so, like, how do I even say this? So, like, first Layla shared, and I was like, I got this thing. And then Mara shared, I'm like, oh, yeah, and add that thing. And then, what is it, Paige? Yeah, Paige shared. And it was, and I was like, I need to go next because it's things that I'm gathering here. And then I was like, oh, Mia should go next. And then you said me, and I was like, no, it should be Mia, but I'm going to follow. Because actually what Paige said, I was like, I like not following instructions, right? I like doing my own thing. And so even like with the camera off, which is okay, right? It's like there are spaces when you can do that. I knew you wouldn't be like mad at me because I kept my camera off, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but that's what I felt like I wanted in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it helped me focus. Mm-hmm. And then like what Mara was saying, with the 3 minutes, I was up to like 30 minutes a morning in quiet time. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done it in months. Haven't done it at all. Not even like, oh, short time, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. But it felt that 3 minutes felt really long for that reason, because I'm out of practice. And so I need to get back into that. But so let me regroup. So I like what Layla said, because it actually reminded me of my old self. Like when I was still working and doing school, and like it was like all these things. And it's like now I feel kind of like Mara was saying, where I'm in a good space because like I'm only doing school. Like I finally got to the place where, you know, because, you know, I'm a believer or whatever, and it's okay if you're not. I just want to say that we have this phrase about if you're too busy for God, then you're too busy, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like if I'm too busy to do the things that I want to do in my life, then my life is too busy, right? And so I feel like today I'm finally in a place where I have just the right amount, like okay, I really only have school, and then I can throw in a few other things when I want to, kind of thing. And so I'm really happy about that, and trying to be present, right? And then and I think I'm getting ready to. Oh, I want to say I was going to give myself a homework assignment because regarding pace, I don't know what I was looking at my calendar for tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm going to pick some activity and then practice it. So that'll be my exercise.
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway, all of you guys are fabulous, and yeah, thank you so much. Oh, and I want to apologize to the group because when we were doing the numbers, first of all, I loved you. I know I have, like, my brain is like, when you were calling them integers as a math teacher, I love that. I was like, yeah, the word integers. But I wanted to say I blurted out the answer, and I know, like you know, people, like, raise their hand, like, they want to give, and I'd be like, blah, 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 right? And so I want to say I'm sorry for that because I know some people are like, I have my hand up. And so I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God. I love it. That's the expression I'm talking about. Just life expressing through you. No hand needed. No rules to follow. Awesome. Thanks, Deborah. Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Love your energy. And I also want to point out, Deborah, that you – okay, you haven't been doing your morning 30 or the morning practice, but your presence throughout the day, though, is, like, wow. And, like, the impact of that is certainly evident in your journey. So I just want to give you some credit there.
Absolutely. More and more I can see it. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I have a good coach, but, you know.
Thank you. All right, Mia, how is that for you?
Yeah, so I've just really enjoyed listening more today because I'm really tired this evening. And actually, Deborah, like, messaged me. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, my God, maybe it's my RBF, like the resting. I'm like, oh, no, do I look that bad? Like, do I look pissed off or something? I'm just really tired. So I just want you guys to know that, yeah, like, I wanted to listen more tonight and take it in, and that felt really good. Most of the days now, you know, after dinner and after I put my dog to sleep, like, I'm just like, my brain is just like, you know, and I just like I'm just on the internet, like, looking at stupid stuff or dog training videos. That's all I do now in the evening. So, like, it was so nice to be here and just listen. Yeah. And I loved having that, that 3-minute drop in, because while I was doing it, I was thinking, God, why did I mean, because I always meditate in the mornings, but I don't in the evenings. I always feel like too much. It takes too much control, you know, and that's, I'm like, I don't have the headspace for meditation in the evening, which is crazy because that's actually, you know, like, the perfect time to have it. And when I did it now with you, it's like, it's not hard, you know, it's not, it feels great. Just 3 minutes felt like 30. And then I was thinking, oh, my God, I really miss Vipassana, because I had done the course before, and it's the most amazing experience. And you just go through, you review your whole life during those 10 days, you know, it's life changing. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, now I was thinking about how much I want to go to one, but you know, obviously now is not the best time. So that's my take.
Thank you for honoring what felt nurturing for you this evening. Being here with us and giving yourself permission. And also just knowing that you can do that in this space. Like, turning your camera off or just kind of being here. Absolutely, ladies. Like, yeah, I'm never asking that you guys show up with, like, I'm in my end game. Like, just come be here. That's it. So thank you for honoring that. And I love what you're saying about, like, an evening mindfulness practice or something to help you land before sleep. That's beautiful. And a lot of folks say that it's really helpful in priming our subconscious sleep before we go to sleep to have some kind of a wind down practice before, like, not just like the falling asleep activity, but like an actual meditation or soft music or something like that. So it's great. Awesome. All right, ladies. Thank you for playing. Oh my gosh, this was so much fun. I get to, like, bring all my nerdy
games and activities and sciencey stuff out at you and actually like apply it, you know, to real life stuff. So thanks for participating. And yeah, next call will be a part two, and I hope to see all of you there. And in the meantime, embrace the pace. Awesome. All right. Thanks, ladies.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
guys. Thank you.